WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israelis held somber ceremonies today, marking a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history. The Hamas-led raid destroyed nearly 1,200 Israelis. They were murdered that day, nearly 250 taken hostages on October 7th. Hamas marking the anniversary of its attack by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv. Hurricane Milton in the Gulf and headed toward Tampa, Florida, where people are still cleaning up after Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. ABC's Gio Benitez is in western North Carolina, hard hit by Helene. People there still struggling.
President Biden ordering 500 additional active duty troops to North Carolina to help in Helene's massive recovery and response.
It's like having a lifeline. So to have the type of people that are landing here, the National Guard, when I saw them, I did want to just cry.
In Hot Springs near the Tennessee border, medical supplies dropped to a school serving as a shelter.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all. I don't think so.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than one percentage point in four of the last six presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a four-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. There are only a few days left for the State Street Pedestrian Mall experiment. The 400, 500, and 600 blocks have been closed to all non-emergency vehicle traffic since May. The idea is to let pedestrians and bicyclists move more freely. That will officially end on Wednesday, October 30th. The city's been gathering feedback about the pedestrian mall experiment all summer to see whether the pedestrian mall should be permanent. There's a survey you can take online. Yesterday's Walk to End Alzheimer's in Madison raised close to $250,000. More than 1,100 people took part. The Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin chapter says the money will support local services. That includes support groups, educational resources, information and referral services, and more. Alzheimer's disease is a leading cause of death in the United States. In Dane County, close to 10,000 people aged 65 and older are living with dementia. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WMDX News.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his fifth interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-4, head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickell says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a bit of a fall-like start on the way this week, but we're going to warm it back up into the low 80s by late week. Today, mostly sunny, high today of only 64. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunshine, 70. By Wednesday, sunny, high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates, and Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I think what frustrates me, Caitlin, is we're seeing the best of humanity in the Carolinas and Georgia. We're seeing the worst of humanity on the internet. I made a list of some of the lies, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene claiming Democrats can control the weather and try to hurt Republicans sending storms their way. Oh, influencers saying FEMA spent all the hurricane relief money on immigrants. It's a lie. Others are claiming FEMA is stealing supplies, and corporations are kicking people out of their homes and confiscating property. Corporations are doing this. The death toll is being covered up. Helicopters are being banned from landing in relief zones.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
All of these are lies that are spreading on social media, and it's very hard to negate these lies with the truth, because the truth is boring and complicated and complex.
I mean, yeah, FEMA has to put up a rumor page to address the rumors
FEMA.gov,
North Carolina, a rumor response. I mean, that's not something you'd think you'd see. The North Carolina governor saying this actually is demoralizing to members of the National Guard who've been on the ground in his state for days.
Yeah. And one last one, Brian Stelter on CNN.
The people who are being lied to today by Helene, they're actually going to suffer as a result. There are rescue workers, according to Huffington Post, being sent out to homes because of memes and then finding there's nobody there because the meme is a lie. So there's actual real world harm that's caused.
Yep. Okay. Brian Stelter doing our Eric Bollerton for a Monday. Here's where we are. That's not even the worst thing he did this weekend. He also is basically inciting civil war, right? Saying it's Democrats that have been trying to kill him. Okay. Just wondered if I just had that. Like Dustin, correct, off the top.
I like your nails.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, are they
it's
new?
My fall color. Yes, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. It's the small things. Do you know how many times I watched that video I sent you guys? The people dancing dressed like they're birds. They're doing the exact dance that the bird is doing. I watched that. You need some sort of release from this election cycle.
11 o'clock at night on a Friday?
Yeah, please don't do that again.
No, because it woke me up.
Me too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you turned your things off.
I don't. I have a 91-year-old mother. I do not turn off my notifications.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My bad. I assumed everyone's thing is off. That's my in between my first and second sleep when I'm awake, clearly.
On weeknights, I have it. I have a do not disturb.
Oh, but I apologize.
I'm out and...
Could I have my apology music, please?
Oh.
The Stephanie Miller Show, in this case, specifically. It's the girl from Ipanema. It's my apology. The Stephanie Miller Show, in this case, in fact.
Stephanie Miller.
Would like to apologize to the current staff of the...
Stephanie Miller.
For the late night texts with the funny bird dancing videos. I apologize. I assume ringers were off. Okay.
I have a big family and a 91-year-old mother.
Right.
Nothing is off ever.
I wondered why
I got no reply.
91-year-old icon of a mother.
I'm surprised you guys didn't send me the emoticon with all the swearing. Just
I looked at it and I'm like,
when I got up at 3, I was so close to going.
Yeah.
I almost put Carlos on you.
I had the phone on the bed right next to me, and it went. I'm like, oh, what? Oh, God.
No, it was next to me, and I said,
listen,
if that was a human and not earthquakes, I would be really pissed off.
It's a mental health emergency, Chris. And those are the kinds of things that are keeping me sane. I said it to everyone I've ever known. I'm like, oh, my God, look at these people are dressed just like they're Bird, and they're doing the exact same dance that the Bird is.
And I don't have Threads on my phone either, so I couldn't even watch it on my phone.
Oh. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, here, let me.
It's not worth it.
I figured it wasn't.
How dare you?
I'm sure it
could. Oh, you know what? You're wrong again, because Frangela said it's the best. What'd they say? They said this is the best TikTok ever. Oh, my God.
That's an opinion. That's not a fact.
Angela made Dan watch it. She said, I'm like, it's required viewing. You need to make everyone you know watch it. It's the only way we can survive this election.
It's not required viewing.
No.
It's required viewing.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. Well, that was awkward.
Well.
That's the frostiest reception I've gotten in here so far. And that's saying something.
You woke us up.
Well, I didn't think your ringers were on. I apologize also to National Icon Carol Burnett. I forgot. It's not just any 91-year-old. It's Carol Burnett.
Right.
Yeah.
An
Jody
icon.
Is like America's firewoman now. Guess who I met yesterday? Alexandra Paul's identical twin, who used to be a firewoman, who's a best-selling author. We're going to have her on.
Firefighter.
Firefighter is
what
they
say?
Call them.
You said firewoman.
We call them firefighters.
<It's a> firefighters.
Sorry.
We don't call them firemen anymore either. We just call them firefighters.
I don't know these newfangled jobs.
Stewardess is not a word either anymore.
Listen,
stewardess.
I am a little.
Oh, stewardess.
Hey, space waitress.
Air mattress.
See, that'd be worse.
Right?
Stewardess is better than that.
But air mattress, that's gender nonspecific.
Air whore, come here.
Air mattress is gender nonspecific.
Thanks. We're going to have rough flights to Kansas City now this weekend, depending on who's listening right now.
Maybe it's the guy.
I got your space waitress splash right in my face.
Where's the flight attendant that was very chatty with you? Maybe you'll get that
Overly chatty gay flight attendant airlines that I flew several shows ago.
Oh.
That is the chattiest gay flight attendant. I mean, he didn't shut up the entire flight.
Oh, like on the loudspeaker?
Oh, in the loudspeaker.
Oh, no.
And you can't, because, right, you're watching something, you can't,
and you're
it's
on
right.
that the right. thing, it's going to interrupt your movie.
Hi, it's me again. What you thinking about?
Okay. That was the entire flight.
That's why I have noise-canceling headphones.
Perhaps you're aware of the features on this Boeing 747.
Okay, anyway, where was I?
I don't know.
You know, we said
today.
This. Thank you. We said
that's what we started
don't
with.
Don't distract me. What was I going to say?
Alexandra Paul's
twin
sister.
We knew this is going to get worse, but it's just, oh, my God. This is going to be the longest 30 days of our life.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to get more. And plus, like, thank you. At least there's finally, like, a New York Times piece on how completely demented he is, and he can't even pronounce anything correctly anymore. He is completely demented. It's either solid lies, completely incomprehensible blurblings. Oh my God, thank you, Washington Post fact checker. No, Biden didn't take FEMA relief money to use on migrants, but Trump did.
Yes.
Oh my God, what did I say? It's going to be 100% projection, 100% lies from now until election day. Trump falsely accuses President Biden of redirecting disaster funds, a budget maneuver Trump himself approved in 2019 for his stupid, I don't know, child separation, whatever his whole policy was. He took money. Oh, my God. He took money from FEMA. I can't. Okay. Can I just say our new best friend? We have a lot of new best friends, but John Pavlovitz, who is there in North Carolina, just said here in North Carolina, there are still people missing, still bodies in the water, still families waiting for word about loved ones. Hundreds of thousands are reeling and grieving and trying to grapple with unthinkable trauma. And Donald Trump and his MAGA whatever are repeatedly lying about the work of the president, vice president, FEMA, the tireless work of state and local and official agencies to care for and help our people. This illustrates what a vile, ugly, soulless group of people the Republican Party is and their complete lack of a moral compass. The good people of this state need to show up at the polls and declare together this sick mockery of our state's grieving and devastation will not be tolerated. Thank you, John. And then on cue, you're like, no, he's not done being despicable this weekend, right? First of all, oh, that Elon Musk thing, that'll help you with the weird
thing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, he's such a weirdo. Jesus. Oh, my God. Didn't he say something about Twitter supposed to be apolitical?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and he just bought the @America thing. He took it away from a user to promote Donald Trump. Oh, my God.
Yep.
This giant belly, like, it was jumping around like, oh, my God. Oh, where is? Oh, we have our weird song just in honor of. I thought, because if you thought Trump and Vance were weird, oh my God, bring on Elon Musk. Holy cow. Rocky Mountain.
Yay.
Fantastical. Speaking of which, Haley Joel Osment, hilarious.
Oh my God.
I actually loved Kamala watching the vice presidential debate, though, breaking the wine glass. Why are they vibing? Why are they getting along?
Yeah, on SNL. There's
Haley Joel Osment. That's J.D. Vance.
Hi, I'm Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. The mainstream media, they want you to think that I'm weird. They call me creepy, cringy, awkward, that I give people something called the ick. They want you to think that I can't order a simple doornut. Donut. But that's ridiculous. Follow me. Hello? Okay.
Okay.
How long you worked here?
A year.
Okay.
I mean, this
weird.
Is verbatim.
Just weird.
Yeah. It's verbatim.
The word I heard the most about the Elon Musk thing at the Trump rally just cringe. Yeah. Just, oh my God,
oh my
so
God.
Cringe. Oh my God.
Donut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's donut, though?
Just whatever makes sense. No pickles. Hold the pickles.
Oh, well, no, I can get that for you.
The Democrats say I don't know how to talk to people, but that is just not true. Hello, worker. May I sit?
Sure.
So, how long you been black?
It's fantastic. Yeah. Whatever makes sense. No pickles.
Yeah.
He would say something like that. Uh-huh. Been in,
I just
been
watched
in a donut
that
shop.
Video again of actual J.D. Vance, and this is almost verbatim.
Yes, exactly. You don't need to write anything.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen the people dancing like birds? Okay. 18. Listen, we have a big...
It's too soon.
Since the tragedy?
Too soon.
Since the tragedy of 11 o'clock on Friday night.
Was it Thank
Friday?
You. Yeah.
Was it Friday or Saturday?
It was Saturday.
Was it Saturday?
It was Saturday
okay.
night. So I had to get up and go to work on Sunday.
Wow. It's going to be a long week. Okay. We have a big show, though. We have Rude Pundit. We have Brian Tyler Cohen. Yay. Yay, bitches. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Oh,
Howdy. Did you see my social media posting things? 40 miles.
Yep.
I saw that.
Up to the Skirball.
1,500 feet of climbing up to the top of Skirball Center. 3.5 hours of riding. OMG, Christopher.
Yep.
I can't do it without my morning kick, I'm telling you. It is, because you have to hydrate no matter what you're doing, but this way you get a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. I put a little ice in there. I like stuff cold.
Oh, yeah.
Just mix it up, water, and you get all your supplements, everything in there. Support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, your general avoir. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number, go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516. That's credomobile.com or 877-346-0516. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
How can anybody complain about public education? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really, really come a long way since I was in school. But at the same time, looking at private schools, That doesn't really help. They don't have a great track record. In fact, they have a horrible track record. They act like because there are some problems with public education, they can ignore all the problems in private education.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Karen in Chicago, hello.
Hello, good morning. So I just wanted to say this weekend, we started it off on Friday by going to see Moon Over Buffalo, which
was it?
Directed by the hilarious Gay.
Yay!
And it was delightful.
Aw.
It was wonderful. And then Saturday we went apple picking and drove through rural DeKalb County. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday I went and walked with Natalie Ziem, but for the Alzheimer's walk in honor of my grandmother and aww, Stephanie's mother.
Aw, thank you.
And let me just say something. Driving through these rural counties, I want to say I counted both times two Trump Vance signs, whereas years ago it would have been one after the other after the other. Yeah. So I'm taking that as a very good sign.
Yeah.
That people are not done with Trump. They're done with Trump, and we'll see. I mean, maybe they're not going to vote for Harris and Walz, and I did see Harris Walz signs. So yeah. I feel like I take that as a good sign.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, I do too. All right, honey, thank you for that, our Cub reporter from the field.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the other thing Trump keeps saying. I'm ahead by a lot. No. He's setting up this whole they stole it again because he is not up in any poll.
Nope.
Harris is routinely up in all the battlegrounds nationally by about, 3.5, I guess. You know.
He's trying to sell you a timeshare.
I was at a party yesterday. It's at that point, you guys are going to get this too, where people grab you by the lapels and demand to know if Kamala's going to win.
Yeah.
I
get that. I get that
all the time. Yeah. I get it all the time.
We're the keeper of the. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. She's
I get it all
win.
The time.
Yeah.
Who said, Chris, I think Americans understand that 4 years ago the economy was in a tailspin. The economy was in a tailspin because Trump was an absolute failure in actually dealing with one of the biggest problems that we've had as a country in a century, which is the pandemic. President Obama can remind people the first couple of years of Trump, the economy was great because Obama handed him that amazing economy. And what Trump did with it was flushed it down the toilet. Who said that?
The Funky Phantom.
No, Maria Cardona, Democratic strategist. By the way, you got support from,
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did, Chris.
Fine America. The force is with you, Chris.
Did I?
In your wrongness. Yes, Mark Hamill tweeted. This is really going to go to his head. I fully support Chris LaVoy's answers while playing your Who Said This game. They may be wrong, but his deep knowledge of obscure Hanna-Barbera characters is very impressive. Penelope Pitstop, Jabberjaw, Squiddly Diddly, Babalooey. Bravo.
Thank you.
Mark Hamill, of course, will be at L.A. Sexy Liberal, along with Martin Sheen and Adam Schiff and Glenn Kirshner. And you just never know who else is going to show up. But the force is with us.
Thank you, Mark Hamill. You are an American treasure.
He is.
Yes, you are, Mark Hamill. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you are, Mark. God bless you. God bless the United States. Oh, what else did...
God bless the United States.
What else did he mispronounce? Oh, he
called everything?
Evangelicals Evan Juggles. We will now always refer to evangelicals as Evan Juggles.
Good old Evan
Who's
Juggles.
Evan?
I loved Evan Juggles. He was nice.
He could not pronounce Midwestern.
Nope.
He had a hard time saying relatively. And then evangelicals were Evan Juggles.
Well, good old Evan Juggles.
But
know.
He's fine. He's fine. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mainstream media, you are late. I started reading Suzanne Craig's book, which is, of course, fantastic. But it is just so infuriating that we stand here on the verge of impossibly... his entire life is a lie. The entire thing is a myth. I mean, it really is astounding. Okay. That was a little depressing, but she's a fantastic writer.
It's just depressing.
No, but it's even before. It's just another story about the media, because even before you get to The Apprentice and that whole myth, it's just reporters just bought whatever he said, and they were all lies. They've always all been lies, and it's and now here we are. Rude, but you know what? I need to get rude.
Oh, we all do.
Next.
First opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
people who are being lied to today by Helene, they're actually going to suffer as a result. There are rescue workers, according to Huffington Post, being sent out to homes because of memes and then finding there's nobody there because the meme is a lie. So there's actual real world harm that's caused.
Oh, thank you, you despicable piece of... Okay. Look at me, just getting rude preemptively.
Hey, rude, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter. Hey, back out and let Freddy remember. Hey, rude, to let him joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Good morning, Rude.
Good morning. Oh, my God. I got to tell you about this video that I saw of people acting like birds.
They're dressed like the bird and doing the same dance that the bird does. Okay. Hey, oh, Rude. Boy. Listen, we all have to hold on to our sanity some way. So you had thoughts on this whole... I know we should just not be shocked at anything anymore. You said the sheer amount of with FEMA and rescue efforts by Trump and the MAGA animals is enraging. The people who are actively trying to save lives, restore order, and dig towns out of the mud after Helene climate stomped the country don't need this. But here we are, right?
Yeah. Now it's become a standard line in his stump speech to lie about the rescue efforts, despite the fact that everybody on the ground there is saying that the federal government is doing everything it can.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. What's his name? The Republican mayor representing the Tennessee area affected by the hurricane. He said two things. To my knowledge, FEMA, TEMA, nor anyone else is confiscating supplies. Please quit spreading these rumors as they're counterproductive to response efforts. If everyone could maybe put aside hate for a bit and pitch in to help, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. What's his name too? The other, I mean, every Republican official there, who's the senator spoke out about how the response is going.
Yeah, Tom Tillis.
Yeah, yeah.
Tillis. It was Tom Tillis.
But yeah, he said $1 billion. He just makes numbers up.
Yep.
$1 billion was stolen from FEMA to use for illegal migrants. Blah, blah, blah. There's $1 billion missing. And once again, we're saying just get ready for it to be 100% projection, right? Because he did that, right?
Oh, yeah. And the you know, insidious things like saying, oh, they're only giving people $750 for that went through the storm. And it's like, no, that's the immediate money to like say, hey, here's $750.
Right.
Go get yourself food and diapers and everything else. And then we'll get to all of the other relief that the government can supply for you and that the state can supply to you.
And by the way, we can tell you out here in wildfire country in California, he did that.
Yeah.
Let's not help blue states or blue areas.
Yep.
That is not what Biden has ever done or is doing. And Olivia Torrey talked about this. Pence was on his way flying out here. They still didn't have an emergency, you know, declaration because it's sitting on Trump's desk because screw it. They're a blue state. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't she have to contact, didn't Pence contact her and say, why hasn't anything happened? And she was saying, you know,
Same with COVID. Jared Kushner being quoted as saying, screw it. It's only hitting the blue states. Who cares?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I guess, okay. Yeah, and you, I just can't. Marjorie Taylor Greene's tweet, yes, they can control the weather. It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be done. You just have to remember, people in her district know this about QAnon Queen here and still vote for her deranged ass. That's why voters need to overwhelm the cowards and crazies in Georgia. We can't run the Jewish space lasers alone. That's true. It takes a village, doesn't it, to run one properly?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get the aim just right, you know,
when you were starting the wildfires out here with your Jewish space laser,
you know, it's always the Jews. Really, probably not the right day to be saying
really
that.
Really?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, sorry if I pull that back. It was a sarcastic comment, but let's.
By the way, but as Trump says he would revoke the temporary protective status of Haitian migrants in Springfield, and you just said, Trump, I will wreck Springfield, Ohio, because I'm an effing racist, and so are all the people who vote for me. I mean, that's what it's gotten down to. I think it is profoundly depressing, however many people. It is a moral failing at this point if you vote for him now.
Yes. Yeah, I just love the idea that the outrage that he generates, because you know that there are tons of people, tons of white people in Springfield who had no problem at all with with their Haitian neighbors, with the Haitian workers, who until Trump came along and said, you know, you really ought to be upset about that. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they thought, yeah, you know what, I should be upset about that, even though I wasn't before and it didn't bother me at all.
On cue, a suspect has been arrested in the geese killing that was used as racist propaganda against Haitian Americans. It was a 64-year-old, wait for it, white man, of course. I mean, the Trump can get away with telling his crowd, Democrats are trying to kill me, when it's a 20-year-old registered Republican and a guy that voted for him and yep. then was for Haley and Ramaswamy. In what universe are those liberals, right? But his crowd just, okay. You know.
Yeah, or Eric Trump getting out there and saying that it was that the Democrats tried to kill him, but of course they're Democrats, so they couldn't do it right. And it's like, no, we're not trying to kill him. That's your people. That's your crazy MFers with all their guns. And yeah. some of the crazy MFers think that your guy is, you know, that they're crazy enough to go after him.
By the way, Eric's the one that said half his ear was missing. I have to tell you, Rude, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, nor are a lot of people I know that are very smart. I was with another friend yesterday. I mean, the fact that at least half the world thinks he faked these assassination attempts, you know, because it's Trump, is sort of astounding, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I would like to think that they got some kind of fake ear that they've now just put on there, that it really was that bad, and at some point at some rally, he'll sweat so much that half the ear just falls off.
Yes, who was this? Oh, good God above said, when it comes out that Donald Trump faked his own assassination attempt to try to win the election and sacrificed one of his own to make it look real, will his cult members even care? Probably not. I mean, there's just nothing you would disbelieve at this point about Trump, you know?
No, no. I mean, because every time you hear something about him, it's always that much more awful than everything that you've heard before. And now every time he gets out and makes a speech, it's always that much more awful than what he said before.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at some point he's just going to start shouting the N-word. Yeah. And the media will say, look how brave he is appealing to his base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just says what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Rudeness. Yeah, you said... Oh, by the way, I'm not buying your stupid book in honor of Melania. I'm glad that we all call bull on her pro-choice stance right before the election. It's just like, oh, yeah. God, they're all such grifters.
Yep.
You said, have we all lost our minds? Trump's response to Melania Trump's support for abortion rights is you have to go with your heart, then implying she has the right to choose. You could also call that pro-choice. I mean...
Yeah,
it's everything is calculated to what, to make it look like he's softening on abortion, or oh look, his wife doesn't know. I think his wife thinks he's a despicable piece of just like the rest of us do.
She wants to go to the good parties again.
Yeah, well, she would like to retain her what kind of rights?
Individual.
Okay.
Yes. And what was another thing that came out in her book that Trump invited her to watch them blow up someone with a drone, and it was like it was you know like.
She's just as bad.
I guess that's a date in Trump land.
She's just as bad as he is. You also said if a judge had declared a Democratic candidate as a rapist, you would hear that in every ad and every speech from their GOP opponent. Why aren't Democrats doing that or doing it a lot more with Trump? It's like we have this giant cannon and refuse to use it in the war. I do it as often as I possibly can, Rude, but I take your point.
Well, and it also rhymes with racist, so it's very easy to keep in mind.
You can't really misspeak. Sometimes I misspeak, and I say rapist I meant racist, and racist when I meant rapist.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, yeah, it's
okay.
Yeah.
He's both, so it works either way. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, no, the thing is like, people said, well, you know, the whole Access Hollywood tape, that didn't work. And I'm like, yeah, okay, but the thing is you keep saying it over and over. And this one has a judge and a jury declaring this. And, you know, so that you only ever associate that with him. I mean, and that's a whole lot more uncomfortable than the Access Hollywood tape, because it's a whole lot more dangerous than a whole.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was... ridiculous that he ever accidentally got installed in 2016, but now 34 felony convictions and a rape conviction later, it is just I don't even know what to say, and how, you know, Miles, any, by the way, any, like, appearance I've seen Kamala Harris make, you're like, oh, my God, she so miles beyond, I don't even know what to say, just an intellect and empathy, everything. So, by the way, so have we still gotten the Kamala Harris is not doing it right, or she's playing it safe, or something?
No.
Rick Stengel said Harris is not playing it safe with her media strategy, but playing it smart. There are no undecideds or stay-at-home voters watching cable news networks or the Sunday shows. How do you reach voters who don't follow the news? Well, not on the news, that's for sure. So she's going this week on The View, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Howard Stern tomorrow. And then she was on
tonight.
60 Minutes.
Yeah. That will air tonight.
Right, that will air tonight. And then also Univision Town Hall on Thursday. I mean, is that enough interviews for you, mainstream media,
Andrew,
or no?
Went on one of the biggest podcasts in the world, that's incredibly popular with Gen Z women.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're gonna say Howard Stern's a tough interview, that's the thing that people don't understand, is that when you hear Howard Stern doing a serious interview, the guy does his homework.
Yeah.
And he doesn't let people off the hook, and he will keep going. This is not taking the easy route. And I love that that Tim Walz is going on Smartless.
Mm-hmm. I love Smartless. So, it's such a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that is a cushier gig than going on Howard Stern.
Sure,
but again, it's reaching a whole bunch of people that might not otherwise be paying attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And I knew about that podcast as a Gen Z woman.
You're a millennial.
Oh, my God. You are so not Gen Z.
You're a millennial, remember?
Even at your Carol Burnett age, you're not Gen Z.
Oh, rude.
Yes. You know what? You're always Gen Z to me.
Do not encourage that.
Okay, rudeness.
She's not in her 30s or her 50s.
Yes.
Speaking of
mystery media. In my heart, you will always be Gen Z.
Oh, God.
Okay.
In my loins, millennial. But in my heart.
Shut up. Okay. You retweeted the, Stephanopoulos. Can you say unequivocally Joe Biden won the 2020 election and Trump lost? Mike Johnson. Well, see, this is the game that's always played by mainstream media with mainstream Republicans. Ugh. It's a gotcha game. No. And you just said if Johnson had said, yep, that would have been that. But if you don't want Trump to send his MAGA animals after you, you're not allowed to say he's a loser. I mean, I was thinking this weekend, he's just a cancer. Mm-hmm. He is a cancer that has infected an entire party and half our country.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous that they cannot answer the question, did Trump lose? And it's got to be embarrassing. I mean, it's at some point, you know, I know they're mostly incapable of feeling shame, but at some point when somebody's asking you a blatant fact, you know, what am I sitting in a chair? Well, you know, you're asking me a gotcha question there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Some people might call it a chair, but, you know,
the
media might call it a chair, but I might call it a butt support.
But it's Trump that keeps talking about it. That's why they have to ask Republicans, because he's the one that won't let it. It's like, oh, the media won't let this go. No, Trump won't let it go. He keeps repeating it over and over again. I mean,
and that was something Stephanopoulos kept coming back to, you know, when they keep saying, well, we're looking to the future. We want to talk about the problems of the American people. And Stephanopoulos kept saying, no, you don't understand. Donald Trump keeps saying this unprompted in his rallies.
Yeah. Did you happen to see?
It's obviously a current thing on his mind.
Yeah. Did you happen to see Caroline Giuliani anywhere on TV? I was so struck because it's, you know, it hit home for me, and I'm sure a lot of people, just about how he has ripped so many families apart. You know, because you might think he's despicable, but he's still her dad. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was so struck by one question. They said, "What's it like when do you talk to him about how you feel about all these things?" And she said, "Well, yeah, but talking to him, it's he's like the same as when he's on camera."
Oh, God.
I mean, it's like people don't even know how to relate to the people they love anymore because they're in a cult of Trump, right?
That's actually the saddest thing I've heard.
I know.
That that it's not an act? Oh my, that's just pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, F. Giuliani in lots of ways, in most ways, but just as a sense of the loss that a child will feel.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we've seen, there's been documentaries made about people that have essentially lost their parents.
Friends, family,
to
yeah.
Fox News bubble.
Here, here. Yeah.
And the lack of reality.
Yeah. And the other thing, the hypocrisy, Rude, I guess we were talking about Supreme Court on Friday. It's just the hypocrisy all the way up to the Supreme Court. This whole, let the states decide makes me insane that they have, said about Roe. And then when some states said, we don't want an insurrectionist on the ballot, you shouldn't be allowed to run for president if you've tried to overthrow the government of the United States. They're like, oh, no, states can't decide that. I mean, they have no... Yeah. They just have no shame. They're complete hypocrites on every subject. And then when they do a national abortion ban, they'll be like, oh, well, we didn't really mean let the states, not this, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the states obviously decided by electing these people that would pass a national abortion ban. They'll contort it in some way, you know? It's self-fellatio over and over and over with them.
I knew we would end on that note. So on that note,
you knew filthy, we would end on self-fellatio.
Hobo.
That's how
something filthy. I knew we would end on something filthy.
Oh, okay. I thought you reached your hand into a hat that had different phrases in there. Today picked out self-fellatio.
No, it's always a happy ending with you. I'm not saying it's not a happy ending. I just knew it would be filthy.
That's good. That's good. Well, you know what? It's time for us to get the towels.
Sock on the door is all crusty.
Don't swab off on the curtains.
All right, goodbye. Get out. See you next week. Okay. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Oh, are we going to need some chill the next 30 days or so, huh? Yeah. You know what? There are not enough people dancing like birds videos to keep me, chill for the next month.
Oh.
So CB Distillery, right? No fluff, no fillers. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. I'm talking about more calm, help with pain after physical activity. Did I need this after my 3.5-hour climb on my bike on Saturday? Yes, I did. Boy, howdy. If you need to sleep better, if you struggle with any health concern and have not found relief, make the change like we did. CB Distillery. Over 2 million customers, solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source we trust. 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for that 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126.
800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 and 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the Southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. 46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. Jane Gomez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jumped to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Madison's Camp Randall Football Stadium is getting ready to host its first concert in 28 years. The UW Athletic Department says Coldplay will bring its world tour to Madison sometime next year. The last concerts at Camp Randall were back in 1997 with the Rolling Stones and U2. Pink Floyd and Genesis also played Camp Randall years ago. There's no word yet exactly when the Coldplay show will be or any other details. Another popular Madison restaurant is going out of business. The owners of the burger restaurant Deluxe say they're closing their doors for good at the end of the month. A Facebook post says the lease on their space is coming up. They've decided not to renew it. Deluxe first opened in 2012, specializing in their unique smash burgers. Deluxe will keep their usual hours through the night of October 30th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a bit of a fall-like start on the way this week, but we're going to warm it back up into the low 80s by late week. Today, mostly sunny, high today of only 64. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunshine, 70 by Wednesday, sunny. High of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
The agents, they've caused harm, potential harm with the agents. So talk me down. What else do you call but evil for people who lie, who are told their lies are not figuratively, but literally hurting people, yeah, and they still continue to lie, and the people that follow them? What, yep, else can I call people who do that?
Yeah, I mean, these are just the headlines. Disaster relief efforts come to a halt solely because of Trump's inaction, according, yep, to an ex-official there. Good God Above tweeted, today Trump said it's very dangerous for Kamala Harris voters to identify themselves because they'll get hurt.
That's frightening.
Threatening and then carrying out violence to silence opposition is the essence of fascism.
Yep.
Do not be afraid. Be not afraid. Okay. We have Brian Tyler Cohen coming up. Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll introduce a brand new segment. It's called What's Your Problem?
We'll take your questions about everything and anything, including cooking.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the civic media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local civic media radio station and the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.